Here are 5 features that Apple stole from the Palm Pre. While I love my iPhone today, much of that is because of the innovation that the 2009 Palm Pre brought to the table. Let's begin with multitasking. Back when the first iPhone came out, there was no such thing as multitasking. If you wanted to reference a website while writing an email, you had to close the email app first and then reopen it later. On the Pre though, you could swipe up from the bottom of the screen to open up your deck of cards, open another app, and then come back to the first one immediately after. You could even swipe them off from the top of the screen to close them. And if you were really advanced, you could even reorder and stack your cards together to organize them in a better way. Expect to see that in iOS 18. And next up, we've got gestures. Have you ever wondered where the iPhone X's gestures in 2017 came from? Well, it was Palm. On the Pre, as shown by this 2011 Pre 3 here, not only can you swipe up for multitasking, but you can also swipe along the gesture area to quickly switch between open applications, and there was even a shortcut to drag up the quick wave launch bar to open up apps quickly. Expect to see this in iOS 18 as well. Now, do you know where MagSafe came from? Well, the original Palm Pre, of course. It introduced something called the Touchstone that not only allowed for wireless charging, but also aligned the phone to the charger with magnets. While charging, exhibition mode also allowed for information like the time, your calendar, or even your Facebook home feed to be available at a glance, like Apple Standby. Now, don't we love sharing information by simply tapping two devices together via name drop? Well, the Palm Pre 3 and also the HP Touchpad could do this back in 2011. In addition to that, phone calls and text messages were shared too, both before the iPhone and iPad could do the same. And finally, don't we love how all your contacts and calendars are populated from different online sources automatically on iOS? Well, WebOS Synergy did the same thing. In addition to that though, the Messages app also combined all your message threads from Google Messages, text messages, and MSN into the one thread. So you can talk to someone via SMS and Facebook Messenger all in the same app. In short, both Android and iOS wouldn't be where they are without Palm. So I thought I should just share that knowledge today.